You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores the power of goodness in spiritual warfare and daily life. There's no denying it, the world is filled with evil, but God has given us a powerful weapon, goodness. When we choose to reflect His righteousness, we don't just resist evil, we overcome it. Our key verse for today is Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. You know, we live in a fallen world where evil seems to be everywhere. From corruption in leadership to division in families, from personal struggles with sin to spiritual attacks, we see the reality of evil in everyday life. But here's the good news. We are not powerless against it. Romans chapter 12, verse 21 tells us, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Notice that it doesn't just say to resist evil, it says to overcome it. That means goodness is more than just avoiding sin. It's an offensive weapon. It's how we defeat the darkness. Think about that for a moment. The world fights with hatred, but we fight with love. The world fights with bitterness, but we fight with forgiveness. The world fights with deception, but we fight with truth. Today, we are going to explore how goodness is a weapon that overcomes evil, how Jesus used goodness to defeat darkness, and how we can walk in victory by choosing righteousness. It's easy to think that evil can only be fought with force or aggression, but God's strategy is completely different. Look at Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 19. Never repay evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all people. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. This goes against everything that our flesh wants to do. When we're wronged, our instinct is to fight back, to get even. But God tells us to respond with goodness instead of revenge. Why? Because when we respond with goodness, we bring God into the battle. Think about David. When he had the opportunity to kill Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 24, Saul had been hunting David, trying to kill him out of jealousy. Then David found Saul, vulnerable in a cave. He could have ended it right there, but instead, he chose righteousness. David said in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 12, "May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord take vengeance on you for me, but my hand shall not be against you." David's goodness spoke louder than any sword. It convicted Saul, and for a moment, even Saul recognized the righteousness of David's actions. David didn't just resist evil, he overcame it. When we respond with goodness, we don't just avoid sin, we change the atmosphere, turning situations around through the power of Christ. No one demonstrated the power of goodness more than Jesus. He faced constant opposition, yet he never repaid evil with evil. Instead, he overcame it with love, truth, and sacrifice. Look at the moment of Jesus' arrest in Matthew chapter 26, verse 50 through 53. When Judas betrayed him and the soldiers came to take him away, Peter drew his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. And Jesus' response, "Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take up the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot appeal to my father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? Jesus had the power to destroy his enemies in an instant, but he chose goodness. Why? Because goodness was the plan of redemption. If Jesus had fought with the world's weapons, he wouldn't have won the war against sin and death. Instead, he went to the cross, and in that moment, goodness defeated the greatest evil of all time. Luke chapter 23, verse 34 records Jesus' words as he hung there. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." This is how we win the battle, not by fighting evil with evil, but by reflecting Christ in our responses. So what does this look like in our daily lives? How do we practically apply Romans chapter 12, verse 21 when we face struggles, opposition, or even spiritual warfare? Number one, we respond to hatred with love. Jesus commanded in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 28, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who are abusive to you." Instead of responding to negativity with more negativity, choose love. If someone insults you, speak blessings over them. If someone wrongs you, pray for them. This doesn't mean allowing abuse, but it does mean choosing God's way over the world's way. Number two is forgive instead of holding grudges. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful ways to overcome evil. Bitterness chains you to the past, but forgiveness sets you free. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32 tell us, "All bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander must be removed from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you." Forgiveness isn't saying what someone did was okay. It's saying that you trust God to handle it. Number three is stand for truth without compromise. Overcoming evil doesn't mean staying silent in the face of sin. It means standing for righteousness in a way that reflects Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "Do not participate in the useless deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them." This is a way to stand firm without being cruel. Jesus spoke truth boldly, but he did it with love and compassion. Number four, choose integrity even when it's hard. Sometimes the battle isn't with people. It's with our own temptations. Psalm chapter 37, verse 3 tells us, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and cultivate faithfulness." When faced with an opportunity to cut corners, compromise, or take the easy way out, choose goodness instead. Goodness isn't always easy, but it's always powerful. Now, here is your challenge for the day. Is there a situation in your life where you've been tempted to fight evil with evil? Maybe someone has wronged you and you're struggling to let it go. Maybe there's a conflict where you want to strike back instead of showing grace. Today, choose one specific way to respond with goodness instead of retaliation. Pray for that person, bless them, or take an intentional step towards forgiveness. Now, evil is real, but it does not have the final say. Through Christ, goodness overcomes evil. Now, thank you for joining me today as we have talked about goodness. Tomorrow, we will wrap up this series by exploring how to cultivate a lifestyle of goodness as a fruit of the Spirit. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.